Open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 11. We'll eventually get there. I just want to read a couple of letters. Not the whole thing. I always just take out parts of it. But it's so good to hear from different countries, isn't it? This is from Ireland. Every Sunday morning, I've got to put these on, huh? Look forward to hearing your sermons. I've been born again for 34 years. There's one thing in life we all need guidance on, and that's being deceived. It's really disappointing we don't hear our pastors telling us of all the deception that's going on in these last days. Our country is as bad as the rest of the world here in Ireland, she's talking about, even with the cough, cough nonsense. Now it's the weather and aliens. Oh, even there, it's worldwide, isn't it? I just wanted to encourage you and let you know we appreciate all your teachings. I got so disappointed in Christians who are taken in by a lot of deception. Thank you again for your team, you and your team. I wanted to encourage everyone with that. And this one's from the Netherlands. It just means so much when you just drop a note. Thank you so much so I can tell really, are these going out? Are we being censored? They live in the Netherlands. And they just watched the false revival from last week. Such truth and so relatable. We live in the Netherlands and also feel lonely, unable to find a church that's biblical with Christ at the center. So sad to see all you describe taking place in front of our eyes. And then this last one is from a retired military. And I love this one too. God bless you. You're such a blessing to the body of Christ. Words cannot express. Your ministry helps us hanging in there, gives us hope and encouragement. I pray each day for the churches to wake up. Open blind eyes, Lord. Sadly, most people really don't even care what's happening or what will happen. Surround us with some like-minded folks. Keep up the good work. So that was encouraging too. And a lot of people say they can't find a church. I'm thankful we have this right now. We have our YouTube, and there are censoring. There's more censoring going on. So tonight I'm going to do something I've never done. I'm going to use later on a couple of signs of what we're going to talk about, because I don't think I should say the words because we're going to get flagged. But these are things that we have to know. We have to be aware because it's not coming. We're living in it. And I just think it's important that we know what's really happening and connect the dots, because so many people are confused and they don't know what's going on. In Revelations chapter 11, and this gives us hope, because there is a time that God's going to judge people. And even though we see the wicked, right now we're living in nefarious times. That word means wicked and criminal. We're living in times where the evil people think they're going to get away with this, but there is a time that they will be judged, and that's why vengeance belongs to the Lord and not to us, and we can't handle it anyway. I'm just going to read this one. I was going to read more, but you can if you want. I just don't have time, but read verse 18 with me. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath has come. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints. There's coming a time you're going to be rewarded. If we follow his commandments, we do the best we can to walk with the Lord, there's coming a time of rewards. And we have to keep that in mind when we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, which is Psalm 23, which is used always at funerals, but it's really for what we're living in right now. We're living in a shadow, and you're born to die, but God knows the days. And this is what I want to encourage you a little bit before I get into this other part. I want to encourage you not to fear, because the enemy uses fear and manipulation to get people to do that what they would normally not do. But when they put fear out and constantly propaganda and television and television and television programming to make people afraid, they're going to go do things again, part two. We've already seen part one. And we know that this fall they have other plans. And I'm just praying that people will see what's going on and not be controlled by fear. Don't be controlled by the media. Listen to the Lord. Let him be your guide, right? But there's a reward coming to the good and to the evil. And we're in a battle of good and evil. Call it whatever you want. We're in a battle for good and evil. And he's going to give rewards unto thy servants, the prophets, and unto the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great. And shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. He's going to destroy them which destroy the earth. You wonder, well, who's destroying the earth? You're going to understand a little bit more after this message. But a lot of these things are not natural. They'll call them natural. They are not natural. And they're wicked. And God's going to have the last say of those that destroy the earth. Okay, so some people don't think anything's going on that's not natural. We're living now in let's just say, everything's being controlled. A lot of things are being controlled. And I want to share more later. I'm going to do kind of A and B. A is going to be encouragement, fear not. And then we're going to get into B, why we shouldn't be afraid. So if you can't handle B, we'll say bye to you at that point. Okay. It's just the way some people are. Some people don't have the capacity in their minds to go past 5 minutes. And that's sad because you got to train your brain to think, yeah. Right? And to study, to show yourself approved. And not everything is just flash. We got to teach ourselves to focus. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned in, right? So our answer for these difficult times is not found in their so-called science, in their positive thinking that's worldwide, not just in churches, but the Norman Vincent Peale positive thinking thing. And watch who follows him, by the way. Decreeing and declaring and the fake Christianity, as the world suggests, but our faith is in God's word and it's all of it. It's not just the parts that we like, but also read the book of Revelation. There's a lot of parts in there we don't like, but it's still the Bible and he's preparing us for things that are to come. Matthew 24 talks about the deception, famines, different things, earthquakes, different things that are happening. And we have to prepare ourselves, be aware, because it comes to the point where we cannot fear death. It comes to the point where our life is the Lord's and our days are numbered. And I'm going to share some scriptures with that, because if the enemy can control us, he'll control us through fear. But when you don't have fear, he can't control you. And we put our trust in God to take care of us, put our trust in the Lord to show us the steps we should take, that he'll stop us from going places we shouldn't go, open up doors that we should go. He's our light and our guide, right? But today's fears and anxieties are all around us, things we can't control. And the future, we can't control the future. We don't know what's coming. The people in Maui are heavy on our heart right now. The disasters that are happening worldwide, not just there, but they're in Venice, they're in Louisiana. There's fires everywhere. And we can't control our children and their choices. So there's a lot of things that we have anxiety. We have to cast our cares constantly on the Lord. Lord, I can't handle this, but you can. I can't, but you can. So we're going to say a prayer when I get to this part of the end of part A. We can't control the plandemics, and I say that word very definite, and the control of the climate, and I say that very definite. We have spiritual enemy, and what's his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And we have the synagogue of Satan, the Bible says, who acts like they're Christians and they're not. And they come and they steal, kill, and destroy, take everyone's money, try to take their money. We live in a sin-cursed world. In 2 Timothy 3:1, it says in the last days there's going to be perilous times. And that word perilous there means fierce, fierce times. Just heard today that a guy was in Florida, went to get his prescription, and they didn't have it there. And they kept telling him, he was speaking in I won't say the language, but he was cussing and swearing, and someone that spoke that language went and told him not to do that. And anyway, long story short, he set the isle on fire. And he was not even in the right place. It wasn't even the right pharmacy he was at. Just showing you perilous times. You never would have heard stories like this, that people are losing it. They're just doing strange and crazy things. Perilous times. This is reality. And many people are facing reality with the storms that are just seems like they are absolutely nonstop, right? So Psalms 56 says in verse 3, when I am afraid, there's times you're going to be afraid. When I am afraid, not if you're afraid, but when I am, what are you going to do? I put my trust in you. No politician is going to save us. Right now we have a circus going on. It's an absolute circus. And we're seeing our republic being dissolved before our very eyes, right? What do? We put our trust in him. Why? Because God knows the numbers of our days on earth. And this should encourage us. I'll just throw it on the floor. I have too much going on. So we choose to trust God with his perfect plan and his will for our life. And we thank him for his peace. Because our peace can run out, but his won't. Psalms 139:16. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Before we were even born, God knew how long we were going to live. So our fear can't change anything. Fear doesn't help. There is an appointed time to die. It's in God's hands. Unless we do something really crazy, like run out in front of a car or, you know, do drugs and do stuff to that we weren't supposed to be doing, we can shorten. We have a choice. We have wills. But if we walk in the will of God, there's an appointed time. And we just want to live out our days in that appointed time in perfect will of God, doing his commandments. So God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. So where is it coming from? Satan loves to use fear. The propaganda that we see on the media constantly, the negativity, it's constantly, this is going to happen, and this is happening, and this fear porn is a weapon. And the enemy, if you study history, they love to use fear. They love to control people through fear and threats and terror. It's a weapon of war. I have a book called The Art of War, and it's been used many, many years for different wars. And one of the main things they use against their enemy, and I'm just going to leave it here with you, is fire. The powers that shouldn't be always have a boogeyman to create chaos. And remember, out of their chaos is coming this new world that they want. Out of chaos comes this new reset. And never let a good crisis go to waste, as they say. So what do? In the Lord, we face our fears. In the Lord, we face our pain. We face our disappointment. We were taught just to have faith and pretend none of that. You don't have emotions. You don't have feelings. You don't have disappointments, but we do. We live in reality with the Lord, and we face our fears, our disappointments in people, our fake friends. We found out who our real friends were in the last 3 years, right? We face our pain, and we face our anger. Sometimes we get angry. Well, the Bible says, be angry and sin not. We can feel anger, but we aren't supposed to go act on it. Because then fear can't control us. And the enemy wants us to be governed by fear. And God said, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. God tells us, don't fear. So what are we to fear? We're supposed to fear the Lord. So it says right here, those that fear thy name. That means reverence. We live in respect. We don't just do what we want. We don't just say what we want. We watch the words that come out of our mouth because we fear him. Not because we like you. Because we fear him. Thought I'd lighten it up just a little bit. Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Psalms 23:4, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The Lord is my protector. So what do? We focus. We focus on the Lord. Instead of getting our eyes on what the enemy is doing, we have to constantly focus on the Lord. So let's pray for a second here. Dear Lord, we thank you that you're our shepherd. We thank you for guiding us. You protect us. You give us your peace. You are the one who restores our soul. You know our weaknesses and the times we've caved into fear. Now in our weaknesses, we choose to rely on your strength. Help us set our minds on things above and not just on the things of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. So now I'm in part B, so if you can't handle anything, bye. Love you. I'm serious because I've had this book for a long time. I just have to make sure I obey the Lord. And sometimes it's not easy giving messages that nobody wants to hear. But that's what I'm called to do in this season. So I'm doing it. I've been doing it. But this is a book, and I'm not going to... Actually, I'll just say Behind the Green Mask. This is a book. We have it below, right, Mark? And this is no longer in print. It's on Kindle. You can get it on Kindle. Another person that I was listening to that's a Christian was also confirming that this book was the best one that's written on this subject. And I was like, thank you, because I was going to share it anyway. So I got a confirmation on that. But this is a book that I would have to pick it up and put it down because I didn't want to. It's like, no, this can't be happening. Yeah. This isn't true. Nah, that's way, way far away. But this person that wrote this is no longer with us. And this is a case of a lot of whistleblowers. Yeah. It's amazing how they just disappear. But this book is still on Kindle. I don't know if you can find it at a bookstore or somewhere, but it's not on Amazon, I'll say that. But we are going to talk about this for a little bit. Okay, and why are you doing stuff so weird? Because the new rules are in place. And I just want to be here for the long haul. Amen. I want to make sure that people are aware and connect the dots of what's going on. And before I get into that, I want to talk about gaslighting. Just to review, I've done a few sermons on this. But gaslighting is giving false information to play on our worst fears. It's mental abuse. It's manipulation and deception to override our reality. And this isn't just in the world and on television, but it's also in our churches. And the ones that have been infiltrated. And gaslighting is as old as Adam and Eve, because Satan gaslit her, and he said, did God really say? Changing her reality, trying to get her to doubt, trying to get her in a place that she would be deceived and taken off course. And the Lord wants his remnant to be on course. The way is narrow, but he's with us every single step of the way. And the fact that we even see what we see is just thank you, Lord. Because a lot of people don't. We're lovers of truth. And truth sometimes is hard, it hurts, but I'd rather know the truth now than have to face God and just say, you know, you were so deceived. You taught everybody wrong, which I felt like I did for many years in the ministry. And I want to do the right thing on my last leg here. So, gaslighting is meant to get you to deny the truth and shame you. This shaming thing has been on, this shame, the devil loves to shame you. And this is what he did in the last planned blank, blank, blank. Okay? Example, if I don't take Sudafed, your nose is going to run.
Right.
If you know what I mean. And if I don't do this, grandma's going to die. That is gaslighting, and it's fear porn, okay? And it's not going to stop. We heard from 2020 to 2030, this is what's going to be the warfare that we're in. Like it or not, none of us do. But I'd rather be aware. And these things just make us aware of what's going on. What does it mean? People, when they shame you, they try to make you feel bad. They put you down. They try to get you to shut up and sit down and take their advice. It's to dishonor you. God doesn't shame you. That spirit is a very haughty spirit as well. So if you're still with me, let's look at what's really going on. This is the official policies of the world rulers. Psalms 2, okay? This book we're talking about is, hopefully you can all read that. And I'm going to read, because these books are not available, I'm just going to read enough. I'm only going to read enough, okay? I'm only going to just the beginning, but I am lock in and listen, because you're going to find out what's happening in your city, in your state, because this is not just a little bit. This is huge, okay? So the arm of this is long, and it reaches into every area of the world. The philosophy of communitarianism, know that word, communitarianism, it pervades this plan. What is it? It's communitarianism balances the rights of the individual with the so-called rights of the community. Because the rights of the community are not defined in a constitution, they can change without warning or notice. The slogan of these agendas, to protect the rights of future generations and all species against the potential crimes of the present, is both a smokescreen and a declaration of entitlement. The rights of the individual now, if you want a yard, if you want, you're called selfish. You're selfish if you have all this property. The philosophy that you have too much carbon, your carbon emissions, by merely living and exhaling, pose a direct danger to the earth. This is the green mask that has to be taken off. This is the green mask. The green mask must be removed from those who have hijacked the environmental movement. And under the banner of saving the planet, we are drowning liberty. Under the mask of green, our civil liberties are being restricted. This plan is being imposed locally. Mm-hmm. I don't care where you live.
That's right.
Because this is a world plan. This is a world agenda. The reason you're being misled, and I'm not going to read all the stuff she said, because I want to not get totally out of it. And by the way, subscribe to Roberta Morrison 2, our second channel, in case we get this one taken down. The reason you're being misled and told that all this is good for you, everything's for your safety, everything's for you. Have you noticed everything's about you? There's no profit in managing a mass uprising. The markets want you to continue to cooperate quietly and obediently. The technology that is being marketed to you is actually being used to condition you to expect to be spied on and to spy on others. Every totalitarian state in history has relied on data collection. You're in the midst of the biggest public relations scam in the history of the world. The pretty pastel vision of life in a smart growth development is a manipulation, a mask. In fact, these plans are designed to restrict your freedom. She wrote this book for an awareness, becoming aware. Communitarianism is the balancing of the individual's rights against those of the community. It's for the greater good. Everything's for the greater good. Can you handle a little more? Say yes. Okay. While many support the UN, let's say, for its peacemaking efforts, few know, and listen to this carefully, few know that it has very specific land use policies that it wants implemented in every city, county, state, and nation. It's under the Sustainable Development, under this name, which has its basis in communitarianism, the agenda for the 21st century. In a nutshell, the plan calls for governments to take control of all land use and not leave any of the decision-making in the hands of private property owners. This is why I didn't want to ever preach on this, because I didn't think we'd see this in our lifetime, but we're seeing it. Individual rights in general are to give way to the needs of communities as determined by a globalist governing body. Moreover, people should be rounded up off of the land and packed into human settlements or islands of human habitation, as they are called in their very words in their documents. In they want to round them up, packed into human settlements or islands of human habitation, as they are called in these documents, close to employment centers and transportation. Another program, and I want you to listen to this really carefully, another program called the Wildlands Project spells out how most of the land is to be set aside for non-humans. So we see these fires, and are some of them going to be 15-minute cities? We don't know. We have to watch. But some of them are not going to be, they're not going to be habitable by design to have no humans live there. It's called the Wild Lands Project. Do your research, and these things you'll find. They're still available. Do your own research on all this. And again, the Wildlife Project spells out how most of the land is to be set aside for non-humans. Under this agenda, it calls for lowering the standard of living. We're starting to see this now, where they're telling you not to use energy, not to use water. Okay, this has been in their plan. It calls for lowering the standard of living for, it says Americans here, but I think this is worldwide, so that the people in poorer countries will have more, a redistribution of wealth. Americans will be taken down to a condition closer to average in the world. Only then will there be social justice, which is a cornerstone of this agenda. How did this get started? Why is it happening? Who signed this? These policies date back to the 70s, but it got its start in 1992 at the United Nations Earth Summit, Rio de Janeiro, under President Bush, signed in along with the leaders of 178 countries. There's more now. Then following that, President Clinton began. So there is no, they're all in on this. Okay, just want you to see. Well, if we get this person in office, these agendas are set. Okay, and that's why warp speed happened. They both were in on it. I hate to tell you that. Some of you think we're going to be rescued. You're only going to be disappointed. Yes. Jesus is our Savior. Yes. The following year, President Clinton began to implement it by creating the President Council of Sustainable Development, PCSD. And one of the first tasks of the PCSD was to give a multi-million dollar grant to the American Planning Associations, now listen to this, to design a legislative guidebook to be used as a blueprint for every city, every county, every state in the United States in order to implement this agenda. This document, called Growing Smart Legislative Guidebook Model, Statutes for Planning and the Management of Change, that's a long title, took 7 years to complete. The guidebook, and it's not just a guidebook, but a blueprint, contains sample legislation, ordinances, rules, regulations, and statutes to be incorporated into the general plans of every single city and every county in the United States. This was 2002. Every planning department, every local, state, and federal department that governs land use had a copy and was implementing the practices. Every university, Every college, every junior college, private school, and teaching institution in our nation was using Growing Smart in its curriculum. Mm. Growing Smart is what they call smart growth. Now listen to this part, just a little bit more. This is hard to take, but you've never heard this before. No matter where you live, I'll bet there have been hundreds of condos built or planned in the center of your town recently. Now, she wrote this. This was a while ago, but this is happening. We drive places we haven't been for a while. We're like, oh, look at all those condos up there. Look at all those. What is this? Okay, this is happening everywhere. Over the last 10 years, there's been a planning revolution across the United States. It was the implementation of Growing Smart. Redevelopment is a tool used to further the agenda, vision, or remaking America's cities. Remaking America's cities. And one of the politicians that so many people are rooting for right now, because they hate the one that we have, is going to implement these smart cities. And you have no idea what this is. You need to study on your own, research what is a smart city. Because it's going to be about control. It's going to be more control. With redevelopment cities, they have the right to take property by eminent domain. If you won't sell, they'll take it or maybe do whatever. Maui comes to mind. Against the will of the property owner, and give it or sell it to a private developer. Let me say this again. This agenda is the vision of remaking American cities. Of course, they're going to tell you these cities are great. But there's an infrastructure that they want, so the old has to come down. Remember, I've always talked about the old order has to come down so the new order can come. This is all part of it. With redevelopment, cities have the right to take property by eminent domain. And this has been happening to ranchers and farmers for quite a while, against the will of the property owner, and give it or sell it to a private developer. Of their choice, of course. Now, the last part I want to talk about, what does this mean? They want to get rid of fossil fuels, of course, which we know, and they want you to basically start riding bikes. Yep. Bikes everywhere. We like riding bikes, but you shouldn't be forced to ride bikes, but this is part of their agenda. It's not just about bike lanes. Have you been around where I used to live? There's bike lanes everywhere, and they basically tell you to get off their lane. It's no longer about the people, it's about bikes. It's not just about bike lanes, it's about remaking cities and rural areas to the sustainable model. High density urban development without parking for cars is the goal. They call them transit villages. This means whole towns need to be demolished and rebuilt in the image of sustainable development. Slowly, and this is what we're seeing right now, she wrote this a long time ago, slowly people will not be able to afford single-family homes. True. Slowly people will not be able to afford private cars. Yeah. This plan is a whole life plan. It involves the educational system, the energy market, the transportation system, the governmental system, the healthcare system, food production, as we're seeing out with milk, out with meat, out with anything God made. Yeah. And you say, well, we have gardens. Okay, well, what's falling from the skies into your gardens? Mm-hmm. That's another whole topic. Yeah. And is that really true? Yes, it's really true. Its plan is to inventory and control all the natural resources, means of production, and human beings in the world. They think there's too many people in the world. But I don't see any of them volunteering. That's right. To say bye-bye. Exactly. And lastly, the plan is to restrict your choices, limit your funds, narrow your freedoms, and take away your voice. Well, this is already happening with our voices. We're starting to see more and more censorship going on and on, more and more rules and regulations, and a lot of people are afraid to speak up because of the consequences. Mm-hmm. We have this narrow window, yep. And I feel like we have to take a stand.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to read more of this, it's just more of the same. But you'll understand what's going on. And why all of a sudden is this area gone? And now what's it going to be used for?
Right.
And once you start seeing these agendas and the carbon things that are going on, and they want the digital currency, all these different things are very disheartening. But the Bible tells us that this stuff is going to happen. He says there's going to be perilous times, but we are not to fear. We're not to fear, though we're walking in the valley of the shadow of death, because he's with us. He never told us being a Christian was going to be a party like these fake preachers preach. He said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you too. So we got to gear up mentally. All this is to make you aware, make me aware of really what's going on in our world, because so many people are so oblivious because they don't study. They don't want to know. They shut down the people that are trying to blow the whistle on things. And they call them conspiracy, you know what, tinfoil hatters. But a lot of these so-called theories have already come to pass.
Yeah.
Now, there's flakes out there, but there's truth. Mm-hmm. And there's facts. And I like to do things on facts. So study this out. Do your own research. You need to share this with your friends, with your children. You need to let your children know we're living in a different world than we grew up. It's a different world now. And I did a message quite a while ago about we're facing an angrier world. And there's many reasons for that. There's a lot of things going on in people's lives. There's a lot of radiation. There's a lot of different towers that are being set up. These affect our health. And they affect our moods. They affect things. So we need to be aware of what's going on, and that we are living in this world, but we're really not a part of it. We are God's chosen people. We are God's people. If you accept Jesus Christ in your heart and your life, he'll help us walk through the dark days. And many of us have already had dark days. And why did you make it through to this point? Because you walked with him.
Amen.
Right? Many of us have faced obstacles, but he's been with us, and he'll be with us in the future. So, Father, we thank you that you're our peace, you're our shepherd. You lead us and you guide us, and you want us to know these things so we don't fall into the ditches, so that we're aware of what the plans are and how really, basically, they don't want us to exhale. They don't want us to breathe. They don't want us to have carbon, which you've created us in a certain way, and they're trying to deceive us into thinking that this is another whole thing to save the planet, when it's really their plans, their schemes, under a mask of deception and manipulation, fear and terror. So, Father, we thank you. I just pray that we'd not fear. We would not fear in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.